Number 99. The Escape. It was a most ingenious and innovative plan, with all the ingredients of innate cunning, which took an inordinate amount of innovation, courage, and ingrained skill to implement. The sheer ingenuity of it was an inherent factor in its success. A major part of the plan was having the pretty Ingenue create a distraction by getting her to ingest an innocuous inhibitor at the most inopportune time for the Inquisitor. It was the success of this part of the plan that eventually led to his escape, but there was a lot of preliminary work that had to be accomplished before he arrived at that point. In order to initiate the scheme, it was essential to plan the initial steps, without providing an inkling as to the motive or the intended final outcome. The inmate was convicted of armed robbery and due to face a long term in prison, so he knew he had to take the initiative by demanding an inquiry into his claim of innocence. This was to be supported not only by the innuendo of cruel and inhumane treatment at the hands of the authorities, but also by self-inflicted injuries. He demanded an injunction to stop what he called iniquitous punishment, where he was to be given an injection supposedly to inoculate him from disease. He claimed they were trying to drug him, and the injection was injurious to his health and would greatly inhibit his ability to act normally. In a most ingenious manner, he was successfully able to ingratiate himself with the doctor, who was also an inhabitant of the same facility. He professed to be most inquisitive about the work done by the doctor, and by ingratiating himself in the way he did, he gained ingress to medicines and information. In truth, he was a total ingrate, fully prepared to perpetrate any iniquity in order to escape. He made believe he was very much inhibited by the authorities, whose inimical attitude toward him caused his severe depression. His inimitable performance was so good that the doctor fully believed his patient would inherit permanent mental damage unless properly treated. The immediate treatment prescribed by the doctor called for a change of location where the patient could inhabit a less threatening environment. The ingestion of a set diet, together with a course of medication and the ability to inhale fresh air in better surroundings, were all part of the meticulous planning that led to his eventual escape.